We often thrill to the scenes in the movies where actors get blown out of buildings or yanked off of horses only to stand up and brush themselves off. It's the stunt people who bear the brunt of those scenes. And our first guest this hour wrote a book about the women in the stunt business. Molly Gregory is the author of Stunt Women, The Untold Hollywood Story. She'll talk about it tomorrow at the Southern Oregon University Library as part of Ashland Lit Fest. Molly Gregory, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
So a number of books you've written, we figured about 10. It's easy to notice that your work, fiction and non, is often about Hollywood. Then it turns out you were a filmmaker yourself?
Yes, I began as a filmmaker after I got out of college, but I really liked writing the best. And instead of standing around in meadows or snowstorms with a camera and doing documentaries, and so I changed and changed my modus vivendi in a way.
As you've written about aspects of life in Hollywood, particularly about the ways in which women have been dealt with in Hollywood, mm-hmm. was it just a matter of time before you got to the story of stunt women?
No, it was not. The story of stunt women literally walked into my apartment.
Really?
Because a stunt woman had bought one of my books at that time and wanted me to sign it. And she just came to the apartment and telephoned up and I let her in. And I was letting myself in for something very different because she started to tell me what she did. She was a stunt woman. I'm not a stunt woman. I didn't know anything about it, but she sure did. And she had a case. She wanted me to write something about stunt women. And I said, oh, no. I've got a lot of things going on here. And she just persisted. And finally, after I learned more from her and from friends of hers, I thought, this is kind of interesting because nobody knows there were stunt women in silent movies and have been ever since. Nobody knows that.
We do know one thing that you point out in the book, though, which is for a while men played some of the roles. I mean, I remember hearing that the scene when they're leading the horse across the backdrop of burning Atlanta in Gone with the Wind, that it's a woman dressed as Scarlett O'Hara in the wagon. Yakima Cannutt was the stunt. And I guess that's part of the problem, too, is I know the name of the stuntman for Clark Gable, but not for Vivian Leigh.
Yes. But the scene in Gone with the Wind, two stunt women actually did it in separate takes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. It's usually just as protection. Sometimes it's usually to see what you've got. But at any rate, there are little questions that can never be answered. But women were doing it for a long time, but I didn't know it and nobody else. And the kind of discrimination they had to cope with just by being women in the industry, which was pretty much, for a long time run by men.
Well, certainly. And now, I mean, but it's surprising to find out that stunt people were doing this stuff a century ago. But then when you remind us of the Perils of Pauline type serials where pretty dangerous things seem to happen or almost happen. But people were doing this 100 years ago. Helen Gibson was one of the first that you take a look at. What was her story?
Her story was that she was working in a cigar factory. And she thought it might be more interesting to work for a circus or something like that. And she came out here, and she put up her hand and said, "I'll learn how to ride a horse." Well, the horses were very big in stunts, so she did that. She had a remarkable career, very, very interesting woman.
And how long did she work at it?
She worked until about the 1970s.
Oh, really?
When she retired. Many women did.
Mm-hmm.
Not many in that period because the work was very dangerous in 1910, 1920. Nobody knew what they were doing. It was part of the fun of it, mm-hmm. part of the horror of it, but it was difficult.
So is that one of the reasons that it went from being women doing stunts for women actors to men doing stunts for women actors?
The difficulty?
I mean, was that the reason? Well, yeah.
Women did stunts because nobody did stunts in, say, 1914, 15, 16, very early movies, because movies were new.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew really what was happening. No, there weren't any traditions. There weren't any directions. You just got out there and did it. However, when the studios started to be built, when there was real money to be made in movies, then the men sort of came in. And the women drifted out, and by 1930, a lot of the women who had produced and directed and who had done stunts were not doing that anymore. Men were doing them.
So what got women back in? Were they shut out pretty much completely for decades?
No, not completely, because you always need women instead of hairy-legged men to double a star. But there was difficulty. The men were very, very professional, and they controlled the stunts. And that went on until about 1970. And then, you know, the culture was changing with the explosive 1970s. And the women said, you know, get the wigs off men. We can do the stunts just as well as they can. It was a battle.
And it went to court as well. We're talking to Molly Gregory, the author of Stunt Women, The Untold Hollywood Story. Julianne Johnson sued the producers of Charlie's Angels, the original TV show. What was that about?
Aaron Spelling.
Mm-hmm.
It was for, in essence, she was one of the first women who was a stunt coordinator. Stunt coordinating positions have been traditionally and still are held by men. But Julie, in the 1978 or 9, was that, and she was let go at a certain point. And she thought it was because she was a woman, or expendable, or whatever. Anyway, she sued. And she won. And then she lost on appeal. But it was a very interesting suit, and it was a kind of suit that should have been brought, needed to be brought. And women have not gotten a really... They've done awfully well, because they're so bright and so... They're so athletic.
Mm-hmm. You found 65 stunt women to interview, is that right?
Yeah, sure.
That should tell us something about the ranks of stunt women. There must be many more than that.
Oh, yes, there are. Mm-hmm. And there are stunt women and men anywhere where movies are made. In India, in Great Britain. I mean, it's not just Hollywood. It's New York, too.
Did you get to watch a bunch of old movies to get up to speed on the topical matter of the book?
Yes, but there was a lot of material that people like Anthony Slide, historian, others told me about. And then, of course, once I had the first interviews, the early interviews, one was in a stunt woman who was in the 1930s. Well, she had a great memory when I talked to her. And it was just very helpful. So the stuff, the material you know is always buried somewhere. It's just up to you to dig it out and be interested in it. And I thought that the knowledge that all these women had worked for so long at a dangerous job, but in a very important one, I thought it was worth writing. So I did it.
Well, you did indeed. It's a really interesting book. It's called Stunt Women, The Untold Hollywood Story. Molly Gregory wrote it and joined us on The Exchange today. She is part of the Ashland Lit Fest at the Southern Oregon University Library on Saturday. I guess you're talking sometime in the afternoon.
2:00.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Breakfast and Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Delight.